Geshe says when the next emanation, Butun, Rinchendrup, that he realized now people's minds are not so pure. People are becoming more and more cynical, more and more skeptical. If we use miracle powers now, maybe people, instead of increasing faith, develop doubts. They become cynical and think, it's a trick. Or this person's just trying to take advantage of me, or I don't even know what this person's motivation is like. So anyway, gradually it was decided, and by the time of Jason Karpa made a decision to stop public displays of miracle powers. This is one of the great characteristics of our tradition. Since the time of Jason Karpa, disciples, followers do not display, publicly display miracle powers. Instead, they lead disciples by showing something else, by showing correct path, unmistaken Dharma, and by showing a good example. These two displays. And so we think that now is the time the magic has finished. Now we have, what we get is teachings, exams, books to read, and so forth. We don't get all this entertaining magic. And the reason is because in these degenerate times, we know what will happen. How do we use the word magic now? Magicians, you see them on the television, on X Factor, and somebody's got talent and things. We say magicians, this is magic. But what does it mean? It means trickery, doesn't it? It means they're tricking us. It's deceptive magic. You understand? That's what magic means to us now. This isn't the magic that the great yogis, Dorjin Dorje Shugden, demonstrate. This non-deceptive magic, miracle powers. So even though, since the time of Jeton Karpa, there's no emphasis on, in fact, it's forbidden to publicly display magical powers, miracle. We say miracle powers for fear of inviting obstacles, for fear of evoking doubt, skepticism in people's minds rather than faith. This is how degenerate times have become. And it's got even worse, of course, since the time Jeson Karpa appeared. So what do we think? Do we think the magic has finished? Do we think that since the time of Jeson Karpa, the teachers in our tradition don't have miracle powers? What do you think? Of course they have miracle powers. What is miracle? Miracle powers is a form of clairvoyance. What is clairvoyance? Clairvoyance is a high realization we develop in dependence upon form realm absorption. When we develop that form realm absorption, then we, in dependence upon that, we develop divine eye, divine ear, ability to know previous lives, ability to know others' minds, and miracle powers, the ability to manifest things, to transform things, to make big things small, small things big, and some of them went the wrong way, and so on. Many, many magical emanations that we can accomplish through the power of this Wenxue, through the power of this, we say clairvoyance. But again, clairvoyance, what do we mean by clairvoyance? Somebody on the end of a pier reading your palm? Or I looked it up on the internet, and you can pay $5, and then somebody will do a clairvoyant reading and send you information about you. We cannot say this is a spiritual quality. Clairvoyance doesn't mean that. Actual clairvoyance, Tibetan word in Munche, means a heightened awareness that comes through the power of concentration. Through that, we can accomplish all kinds of magical displays. We can make things appear. We can make things smaller. We can make things bigger. We can fly in the sky. We can travel underground. All kinds of amazing things. For real. This is not... deceptive magic. This is non-deceptive magic. You know, Atisha, in his Lamp for the Path, he explained miracle powers are essential. If you want to help living beings, you have to have miracle powers. He says, just as a bird without wings cannot fly, so someone without miracle powers cannot benefit living beings. In in his books, Venerable Geshe says, for example, in Ocean of Nectar, he says, bodhisattvas develop miracle powers. They need clairvoyance. They need to be able to understand people's minds, understand previous lives, and so on, so they can help them. This is a principal way in which bodhisattvas help others. So, of course, if bodhisattvas have miracle powers, then of course Buddhas have miracle powers. So the question is not whether they have miracle powers. The question is not even whether they use miracle powers. The question is just whether they display them publicly. That's all that stopped at the time, Bhutan Rinchen Drup onwards, the public display of miracle power. We have to understand that our teacher, our protector, possesses these powers and uses these powers all the time to guide us and to protect us, to create a very special space for us in which, for example, if we look in Mirror of Dharma, for example, amazing practice of emptiness, amazing practice of subtle, dependent relationship. The whole teaching in that book and on in All Instructions of Mahamudra on the union of appearance and emptiness. This is modern magic. This is Jessen Karpa's Aura Instructions. In the Mirror of Dharma, Venerable Geshe says, if we rely sincerely upon Jeton Karpa and put his oral instructions into practice with strong faith, we will attain enlightenment very quickly. What? Not just quickly, very quickly. We will attain enlightenment. Sometimes we hear this, but we don't really register what he just said. We will attain enlightenment very quickly. This was really brought home to me. I was one of the few fortunate ones who were able to be present when Venerable Geshe gave the transmission of the Aura Instructions of Mahamudra in London. And I'll never forget, right, pretty much right at the beginning, we sat down and he said, you know, biggest problem is believing enlightenment is a very high state, very far away. We identify with being so distant from being enlightened. But actually, we have the technology to accomplish enlightenment in 3 years. We just, if we have faith and we apply these oral instructions, we will attain enlightenment in 3 years. Geshe said, the great practitioner, Gyawa Enzepa, and many of his followers attained enlightenment in 3 years through sincerely practicing the oral instructions of Mahamudra. Can you remember the next sentence? Geshe says, this is magical.